You're listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. We believe hosting with heart is at the core of every short-term rental. With Annette's background in business operation
and Sarah's extensive hospitality management and interior design experience, we have welcomed thousands of guests from over 30 countries, earning us over $1 million and garnering us thousands of five-star reviews.
We love sharing creative ways for your listing to stand out, serve your guests, and be profitable. Each episode, we will have knowledgeable guests who bring value to the short-term rental industry.
Or we will share our stories of our own experiences so you can implement actual improvements to your rentals. Whether you're experienced, new, or nervous to start your own short-term rental, we promise you'll feel right at home. Before we dive into the content, let's hear a word from our sponsor.
My favorite operations and cleaning tool. Come on, everyone. You know what it is by now. It's Breezeway. It just got a whole lot better for Airbnb hosts.
Breezeway's platform has always helped hosts manage work like cleaning, maintenance, and inspections at their properties. But now their technology is integrated with Airbnb, which means you can connect your Airbnb reservation info with Breezeway, helping you save even more of your precious time, like automatically notifying your cleaners on a new reservation or changes to an existing reservation.
You can use Breezeway to schedule cleaning, inspections, and maintenance tasks using smart checklists and automated messaging to maintain a consistent guest experience.
Connect your Airbnb guest reviews with individual tasks in Breezeway. For example, fridge stopped working and the guest mentioned it in your review, a Breezeway maintenance task will help you make sure it gets fixed as soon as possible.
Respond to guest messages all in one platform. Hosts can now view and respond to Airbnb message threads within the Breezeway platform.
And that's not all. The Breezeway Guide is a personalized digital welcome book, and they also have Breezeway Assist, a 24-hour call service supplemented with Breezeway's AI-driven engine, are also connected through this Airbnb integration.
There are so many things that Breezeway can help you tackle, so check out Breezeway for yourself. TFE listeners will receive free implementation when you decide to make Breezeway a part of your hosting operational strategy, just like Annette and I have. Visit breezeway.io/TFE to learn more. That's breezeway.io/TFV. Hello, listeners. Welcome back for another great episode. My name is Sarah Karakayan.
I am Annette Grant, and together we are
Thanks for visiting. All right, let's kick off this episode like we do every single time. That is sharing one of you, our amazing listeners, who's using our hashtag on Instagram. It's hashtag #STRShareSunday. If you use it, we'll find you and we'll share you here on the pod. Annette, who are we sharing this week?
This week we are sharing at Motojave 1953. That's Motojave 1953. And they are a home in Joshua Tree. Want to go over a few things that hosts you might be able to do today. One is, let's call it, quote unquote, the brag bar. So when you go to their Airbnb listing, there is, you can add a section where you're like featured in, awards won, and designed by. I'll call it the brag bar. And I like this. They let potential guests know that they were featured in as the best wedding venue in Joshua Tree in January of 2023. The awards won. They won 50s Vacation Rental Experience of the Year by Home and Garden in 2023. And then designed by Aaron O'Connor and Christopher Smith, which I think that is them. But I think that's just an interesting place to add. It is a brag bar. Like, oh my gosh, they were featured in this awards, Home and Garden. Like that just gives you, you'll see this a lot on websites where they'll say featured in XYZ magazine or on this television show. So if you could fill out that brag bar, I think it'd be awesome for you. Other thing I want to say about this listing, and I think this is going to become more and more important as we roll into the future, is they do have free EV charging. And so if you are looking for a way to potentially stand out in a sea of listings and you know that someone might be traveling to your home with an electric car, that might be the reason, especially if they have to travel. Let's say these people are coming from LA to Joshua Tree, they need to charge and they can do it at that home. That might be the difference maker if they're deciding between your place and someone else's. So I think an EV charger could be something that you could install if you're looking at some amenities that might draw guests in. So well done. And thank you for using the hashtag. And then Sarah, I'm excited about this episode. It's about me and you and me.
I know.
And a couple of other threes.
You try people. To make that rhyme.
You, me, and three.
And three other people. People. And we're going to go over, we're going to be vulnerable. We're going to share what we don't know, what we do know, why we're doing this.
So yeah, we're going to go over the who, what, when, where, and why of a new project we're working on.
That's right. Here we go. All right, Annette. So it's been about a week and a half since I dragged you to the middle of Ohio and look at some land. What do you think?
My favorite part was riding in the back of a truck. I haven't done that for a really long time.
So listeners,
it's probably dangerous. Justin Ford, I hope you're not listening.
We are looking at land to buy, and we're going to get into the who, what, when, where, and why of it soon here. But we also have heard from our listeners, from you all, that you would like a little bit more behind the scenes of what Annette and I get ourselves into. Well, let me just share with you, I'm going to skip forward to actually looking at the land, and we are meeting with the seller. It wasn't planned to meet with the seller, but the seller, we were trying to find out where to like look at this other section of the land. And so our friend Mike was like, let me just call him, and brings him over, and the guy comes over, and Annette does what Annette does, and she assumes that they're already best friends. And this guy is like trying to sell us like a lot of land and talk, talk leach fields and what is that thing? Hagen or what's it called?
I don't know. Some sort of bailing.
Some sort of,
I don't know.
We are very ready to buy land buyers. Anyway, Annette like asked for a ride in the back of his truck.
And this was a big truck.
A big, giant.
But I haven't done that since I was probably like a teenager. Remember, you'd hop in the back of the truck. So I was living my best life.
With the seller driving.
With the seller driving. And it was fun, but we got to see some more of the land that way. We were one with the land in the back of the pickup truck.
And it was fun to see the seller kind of loosen up a little bit too. Yes. And have some fun with us. So anyway, Annette and I are looking at land. I would say the past couple years, you and I have dreamed up some ideas of structures we would put on land.
Yes.
But we've not made that step of going to like putting our feet on land that is for sale.
This started actually, Sarah and I started dreaming this up when Airbnb did like their competition of like, if you dream it, we'll give you $100,000.
That was pre-pandemic. And exactly. I think the pandemic actually closed the contest down.
To follow up on
that. I think they reopened it. But anyway, we've talked about it for a long time.
And now we're getting more serious about it. And we've been looking, and we want to get into and share with you the who, what, when, where, why. And so first, let's start with who, because it's not just me and you.
Right.
Let's talk about who will be buying this land. And when we say land also, we'll get into to what, which is buying the land. But this is like potentially hundreds of acres. Just so people know, it's not like 1 acre of land.
175, it's a big, right, to be exact.
We're partners, and Sarah and I have partnered on other projects, obviously our business and then other property, but we're going to bring in some more folks in on this one.
So actually, Annette and I, we based our whole partnership on the fact that we like working with other people. Now, Annette, that's not to say we haven't been burned by other people in the past either. So I think that's interesting that we actually value partnerships in that way.
Always. I always will.
I just care. Like working with other people and collaborating. Now, I know there's people out there who would rather do it on their own. Completely. And that's great. But for that is one thing that Annette and I can agree on, is that we like partnerships, and not just with each other, who obviously we have trust now there, but also we're willing to put ourselves out there. Now, that doesn't mean we won't protect ourselves, but So the people that we're going to partner with, it's not just Annette and myself, and of course my husband, because I am legally bound to him. So therefore,
but I am not. So this is my first time actually, I mean, kind of legally bound to him because he is your husband, but the other property that we know is more with my sister. This one is definitely Nick is going to be in the scene. He's always in the scene.
And then when Annette and I met however many years ago at that city council meeting, we also met another couple, and we were instantly impressed by their portfolio. They own all of their short-term rentals. Mm-hmm. And I think their niche is large homes here in downtown Columbus, and they're new builds.
Yes. And which is very different.
Yes.
Especially in the areas that they have a knack for finding
land. They do.
So, hello, partner with people that do things better than you.
Yes.
They have a knack for finding, it's land, but it's more like vacant lots, or like if there's a house that has the lot next to it, a lot and a half. They've done a really great job of finding those open lots here locally.
And they build new. They have renovated, whereas Nick and my I don't even want to call it expertise, but it's what we do sometimes.
You've done it.
Three or four times a year for the past several years, and we're still learning every day. But they specialize in building new.
Yes.
So you mix the fact that they're in short-term rentals. We've now watched their business grow for the past, what, 4 or 5 years? Mm-hmm. They're great people. We get along. They bring different things to the table. And actually, they brought to us another piece of land that we've decided is way too risky for us right now and where we're at. I like it because they also pursue this. We're not driving it so by ourselves. It's like there's equal interest in doing it. So that's who.
Yeah, that's who. And I want to say one little caveat here. Like when we talk about who also, we've already in this process, I'll give a shout out to my brother. He is an environmental lawyer. Yeah. And so he has been an important person to lean on during certain things, our own attorney. But we have been chatting with our network about this potential. So that other who is definitely us having conversations outside of our partnership. Shout out Mike Hicks is someone in our membership and a coach, and he is an expert in buying land. So we are already talking about this with some people outside of our partnership to lend us some help, all the way from lenders to attorneys to other people that have done it before and
Heck
experts.
Yeah.
All right. So what are we buying? Is it acres? Is it, mm-hmm. What have we been looking at?
We've been interested in drivable destinations to us, acreage, mm-hmm. so we can build new.
What we've been looking for also is something that already has a property on it, a structure, a primary residence, mm-hmm. so that already had electric, plumbing. We could use it potentially as the contractor's house, or maybe
the innkeeper or the caretaker, whatever you want to call that person who might be there full time.
So the what is land that we could build multiple dreams on, mm-hmm. and already has some sort of zoning, some sort of structure, something that isn't just there. All of them have had a home on it so far.
This land is also nestled between bigger populations. So we're looking at land between Cincinnati and Columbus, and also not far from Dayton.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And obviously, there's outlying states that aren't that far. So drivable destination that allows us the flexibility to build our dreams.
And the what? We know it's land, but the what is we do want to have multiple structures on it. So that's something also that we've been looking at is what is important is that this isn't going to be a one and done build.
No.
There's going to be, hopefully, we'll develop multiple properties there. All right. So we got the who, we got the what. When, Sarah? When? When are we doing this?
We've been talking about it for so long. And Annette and I also, listeners, we want you to understand too, we are doing this thing, Thanks for Visiting. We are sharing all of our past experiences with hosting and building our hosting businesses with you. And it has grown into this beautiful thing. But there's only so much time in the day for us to figure out how to grow Thanks for Visiting and how to make it the amazing, reliable resource that we hope you see that it's become.
Community.
Yep. The time is now for mm-hmm. us to continue our real estate investing yep. adventure.
So the when is now, but we're also not in a huge rush. It's not like we're definitely going to be calculated in it and take our time. So because if we're going to build on land, we're not going to have this thing up and running in the next 90 days. So
no.
The win is it is mission critical that we find it now mm-hmm. and start the build and get it going. We've been looking with our current partners for, oh my gosh, how many months now? So it hasn't gone quickly.
Several.
Okay.
Hey there, fellow hosts. Want to make your short-term rental feel like $1 million without breaking the bank?
You bet. That's where Manoan comes in. They've got deep discounts on over 100 amazing brands. Brands like Article, West Elm, Crate & Barrel, Pollywood, Wayfair, Parachute, and Fellow. Your guests will be swooning over the stylish furnishings, and you'll be grinning at the money you saved.
And here's the exciting news. Manoan just leveled up their platform. Now you can easily sort through their brands with improved browsing and filtering capabilities, including host favorites and unique finds. No more endlessly scrolling.
Plus, if you're a design-savvy host juggling multiple properties, Manoan has your back. You can tag quotes and orders by property so you can keep things organized like a pro.
And let's not forget, you can set up multiple properties under your one account. It's a breeze to manage them all in one place. Talk about convenience.
Oh, and customization is key. With Manoan, you can decide who gets email notifications for all of your quotes and order updates. No more inbox overload.
And also, of course, we cannot forget the most exciting thing about all of this. Manoan is 100% free for hosts. Yes, you've heard that right. There are no membership fees, no sneaky costs, just fabulous discounts and a stress-free experience.
So what are you waiting for? Don't waste another second. Go to ManoanExperience.com and sign up today. Your guests will thank you, your wallet will thank you, and we'll thank you for spreading the word.
Thanks for visiting the new Manoan.
All right, we're going to get into a little bit more of where we have been strategic. Some little more behind the scenes. Sarah and I are kind of looking all over the country. We're making plans for future out, but we've decided this land, especially with our partners, we do want it to be here in Ohio. So let's talk a little bit about the where, Sarah.
Yeah, it's going back to pre-pandemic and us talking about building some really cool structures. It has become even more important for myself to invest in Central Ohio since the pandemic and the explosion of experiential vacation rentals. Forbes magazine, other real estate, what do you call them? Like, not marketplaces, but real estate marketing.
Periodicals.
What can I think of it? People who have things to say
media
about real
outlets,
estate.
Thank
media
you. Outlets.
Thank you. Have mentioned the importance of Central Ohio and how it's growing. I mean, a lot of things are happening in our area. There is room for crazy appreciation here, I guess is what I'm saying.
And our population growth. Like before we hopped on this episode, Amazon just announced a 7.5 billion, yes, billion addition to their web services here. Intel is currently building. Of course, we still have the Ohio State University. Like there is just
Google.
Tons of room for growth. Facebook has some of their web services here too. So there is just tons of growth here. And so what that means is there is going to be many more people moving and having a drivable destination is going to become more and more desirable. So we feel like there is a lot of room for growth for those drivable destinations.
And I have big plans for Thanks for Visiting. And so it's going to be nice to spend our time doing things for visiting things and also being able to like turn around, drive 45 minutes to an hour and look at our project. Just look
sit
at
on
it.
The land.
We're not going to do anything with it. Look at it. But do you know what I'm saying? So that's the where.
And the where is also important to us because our partners are going to be heavily involved in
yes.
the build out and we will be able to leverage current team members, current contractors, this like just Rolodex of network of people from hopefully people that want to stay to people that can help us create it. That's going to just make it a lot more tangible for us and hopefully easier for us to get the project across the finish line.
Yeah.
All right. We got the who, we got the when, we got the where, and now drum roll.
Yeah. The why.
But why? Why build something? Can't you just like go get something that's already created?
Right. Or like, why don't we stick with what we know, which is more metro places. And Annette and I were going over this episode before we hit record and we were going to say what our whys were. And I was like, don't. I want to save this for authentic airtime.
On the fly, why? What's your, so go for the why.
Yeah, go for the why. I have a lot of whys.
Okay.
Should I list them all?
Yeah.
All right. I have some problems and I like to continue to challenge myself. So I feel like I've done what we've done here in Columbus, Ohio. So we did New York City and we nailed it. It was great. Learned a ton. Came to Columbus, Ohio.
Did it in Gulf Shores.
Did in downtown Columbus. And so I'm not going to lie. Like I'm seeing other people create interesting structures and places. And I'm like, I want to see what our creativity would become if we built something new. So challenging myself and my husband, who's an architect and loves designing. Two is, with all the new AI developments that are happening very fast, I'm just going to be honest, and it's laughing right now. But, and I am a city girl.
I'm not laughing.
City girl at heart, but I also see that can't hurt to get ourselves some land a little removed from
a
city.
Are we going to do a thanks for visiting, like, that group commune where we all, like, farm together? And
honestly, let's see how bad it gets.
Okay.
We at least have this option now.
All right.
But I've just seen the, you know what I mean? They're not building any more of it. That old saying, buy land.
Buy dirt.
Building anymore.
Buy dirt.
Dirt won't hurt.
No, just buy dirt.
Your real estate portfolio. And I'm not going to lie either. Not only with you, Annette, we bought a townhome. It's been a great experience investing with someone other than my husband. And now you and bringing in this other couple who is going to work with us. And I've really admired them and their work and their tenacity. Mm-hmm. I am excited to see that energy. I like collaborating. And so I'm excited to, again, just, I like to live on the edge a little bit. So those are my whys. Mm-hmm. And, oh, I have one more.
Okay.
This is the big one.
Okay.
It is Nick and I, since moving here, we've chipped away at buying like a fourplex, a duplex, a townhome, a single. And I am excited to buy land and maybe, not maybe, but fast forward a little bit to the baby steps, right? So if we build a structure that's truly unique, the instead of our own marketplace for that mm-hmm. stay and be able to build more than one on this one plot of land, that excites me too, mm-hmm. to fast forward the success, the investment, how much we own in real estate a little bit faster.
Okay. I like it.
That's why I went your
way. Cool. I have a couple of whys also. The first thing I wrote down, which is interesting, is legacy, even though I'm like,
yeah, I like that.
Single, no kids. That's like probably not the first thing you would anticipate to come to mind. But for you and I and our brand and just something that's special, mm-hmm. when I say legacy too, it's like I want to create something that lots of people can share in. And hopefully, maybe it's a way for us to give some sort of special give back to. Like, what kind of place are we going to create where, if not legacy for us, and I mean, I do have a large family, they're not my children, but my nieces and nephews, but a place that multiple people can enjoy at the same time and maybe go back year after year. And also for us, just to diversify, I don't think there's anything wrong with diversifying my portfolio. So that is an option there of one of my whys. Also, a chance for us to really dig in and see what type of, with the experience, what can we do with like direct booking and truly like owning a hospitality brand and like have the land become a brand. That has a lot of meaning for me. And then exactly what you just said too, I'm excited to continue to like, I obviously do work with Nick, but to really work with Nick, work with the other couple and just like expand like that partnership and those teams and just really use strengths and get us together there. So I think that's the why. And another part of the why is like, it's more of like, why not?
Right.
Like, why not? Like,
let's say why not? Why not? Because things can go wrong. Why not? Because the partnership could be, we could be oil and water.
Right.
Why not? Maybe what we build isn't at the average daily rate or occupancy that we thought it would be. Why not? You know what I mean? Like, okay.
But still, why not?
But like, why not?
Right. Exactly. That, well, and I think for you and I too, we kind of just like keep coming back to this. And like, when I personally, like when I can't shake something and I just circle mm-hmm. back, so it's like, let's do it. So I'm not like sitting in this like,
what if
forever. I'd rather do it and have done it than continue to what if it. So my why is like, I want to stop what-ifing it, and there aren't any why nots to me. So that's kind of like a green light go. And obviously, listeners, there are so many things that have to like fall into place for this to actually happen. But we want to share with you, we just have to go and start. And we don't know what's going to happen in 30 days, 60 days, 3 months, 6 months, 9 months. But we want to take you on kind of the process with us of, we went and visited. We were all together and like took some hours out of our day. And we're making investments mentally and with our time because we have this dream. And I want to say something really that was a takeaway from meeting the gentleman that owns some of the land that we were looking at. It was funny. He was showing us the land. He was kind of giving us, he's been touring it with a lot of other potential buyers. Everybody's got a dream. Like everybody comes down here and they want to tell me their dream. And I was like, well, we're part of those dreamers. And then I was just like, man, I think it's okay. He kind of said it in like a snarky, like, yeah, everybody's got this big plans and a dream. And I was like, I hope they do. I actually hope everybody has a dream Everybody has something that they want to do. And I think that's part of the why too, because I need things to like look forward to and challenge me and want us to like raise the bar. And so when he said that everybody's got the dream, I was like, oh my gosh, I don't want to not have, I'm glad I'm one of those dreamers to him. Like that also is like a why of like being able to scratch that itch of like, okay, let's dream this up and actually do it. So that's also, I want to be for the dreamers, like do that kind of stuff. So, and actually do it, not just dream about it.
Well, and that's the cool thing is that we will do it, you know, in whatever form that is, we will do something that is legacy building, is will challenge us. And for me too, Annette, another why that I have, and I am not saying this just to listeners to butter you up, but I do feel a sense of, and I've always said this to Annette, I do feel a sense of responsibility to try new things.
Oh yeah.
Being in this
sure.
position, we put ourselves in this airwave and this podcast and we advertise it and we have our amazing sponsors who are behind us. And so if we were just to sit here and not challenge ourselves, I will give a shout out to Beardy Brandon from Bigger Pockets. And that's the one thing that why I kept listening to the Bigger Pockets podcast, not only because he had great guests and because I was learning so much and soaking it in, but I feel like every quarter or 6 months, Brandon would learn something from a guest. And then he would commit to his listeners that he was going to try it.
Oh, I like it.
Okay. He would say, I still don't understand what a 1031 is. I'm going to try it anyway. Or I want to buy a property for my daughter. So when she graduates from high school, she's got, and he would do these things and he would mess up along the way and he would mm-hmm. learn new things. He would say, well, that failed. That didn't fail. And I don't know. I really admired that. And obviously he's gone to do great things by challenging himself and being vulnerable and open. Mm-hmm. And so I think this is a great opportunity too for us to do the same thing. And hopefully we inspire a listener out there who's like, I just need to go tour some land.
Right.
Just go walk it, go show up. Even if nothing happens, just take that first step.
Yeah. And we have plans, but we don't know what's going to happen with them.
Yeah.
So we just wanted to like give you a little behind the scenes of, yes, that's what, if you go to our phones right now, you'll see like text back and forth. You'll see emails back and forth on actual properties. And if you would have asked me when I sat down at a city council meeting with Sarah, I mean, a handful of years ago now, oh yeah, you'll be looking at 175. I'd be like, what are you smoking? Like, you're like, what is happening there? But I think that's fun when you just lean in and let your path like unfurl in front of you.
And there is so much we don't know, Annette. I mean, even having like the couple and like, and Nick runs an architecture firm and he's helped people build on land and we have our attorneys and your brother, there is still so much we don't know and we're going to make mistakes. It's going to happen.
The biggest thing I've learned so far, the septic. I've learned way more about septic systems than I've ever.
And that said, it's all about poop.
It's all about poop on this land. You got to, it really
Where's it going to go?
Where's it going to go? Where's it coming from? Where are you going to hold it? Where's the soil? I'm just telling you, I never thought so much about septic and we're not even anywhere near really thinking about it yet, but it matters.
We're going to get excited about it. Poop matters. All right. With that, I am Sarah Karakayan.
I have Annette Grant and together we are.
Thanks for visiting.
Talk to you next time.
Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. Head on over to the show notes for additional information about today's episode. And please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week. Ever wonder what it would be like to have personalized guidance from Annette and me? Imagine achieving the same incredible results we helped Amy achieve, increasing her overall revenue by a staggering 187% by diving into her biz numbers. Or perhaps you'd love to boost your hosting business like Miranda, who added a fantastic $10,000 by refining her pet policy. Well, here's a scoop. There's only one way to get that one-on-one support from Annette, myself, our expert coaches, and our industry pros is by attending our on-demand workshop. Trust us. It's worth it. During the workshop, we'll make an offer to all of our attendees to join our membership. Once you're a part of our exclusive membership, you'll gain access to our elite community of hosts in our private Facebook group. This is where the magic truly happens. Members are engaging in discussions about their business numbers, occupancy rates, how to handle guest challenges, and providing unwavering support to one another. Plus, we will have live coaching calls to help you dive deeper into portfolio growth, team building, marketing, and so much more. Don't wait any longer. head on over to www.hostmasterclass.com right now to secure your spot and embark on this exciting journey with us. That's www.hostmasterclass.com. Trust us, you won't regret it.